Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, a free pencil sharpening service.
Hey everyone, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is doing another UK tour. We're doing Edinburgh Fringe, London Podcast Festival, some late night shows at the Soho, and a bunch of cities in between. So, if you want to catch us live, even if it's just a demand we do D&D and bring Cass next time, you can grab tickets at sanspantsradio.com/live. But be quick, as a lot of shows are close to selling out.
Welcome to episode 5 of Trouble in Orwa, a D&D is for Nerds 5th Ed adventure. Deviously.
So with the two leads of the Skull and the Drugar, you feel like it might be best to get going because the guards probably will be coming around soon and you don't want to be here when that happens.
That's true. How many people can ride this rhinoceros?
Out the front, you see a bunch of elves tittering about something. They're quite obviously drunk. They have several empty bottles of wine around.
Something funny?
They start their conversation pretty abruptly and all three of them are staring at you.
Can I get you a drink?
One of them grunts surly. Leave.
But the night's only beginning. Filthy Drugar. You're not worth the mud on my boots. You're not worth the shit on my boots. I stood on a dog shit earlier.
The Drugar goes back down the stairs.
Okay, awesome.
I'm about to have the shit beat out of me.
Every time your heart beats, a gout of blood emerges from your leg.
That's not good.
I may genuinely die in this fight.
The Drugar just watches you leave.
Come cage us.
Actually, you know, I'm not going to use that. I'll save that. I'm going to try and find my buddies.
Trisco, you're out the front of the tavern and you have no idea where your friends are. Where are you going to start searching?
Well, I guess I
knowing that the Drugar upstairs probably is going to start searching for you pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have my mad climbing skills. Do you reckon I could start climbing to try and get in this on the rooftop?
Yeah, you can start doing that.
Mm-hmm. This came down, now I'm going straight back up. I'm like Bitcoin, baby! Roll those dice.
Nah, you lost all of your money on
no!
the stock market. You start climbing back up to get onto the roof. Around the back of the tavern, mm-hmm. What does Sickly Jacob and Brangles want to do?
Do you want to just head back inside?
One of the drunken elves stumbles out of an outhouse.
Is this the one we've seen before?
Yeah, one of the three that was outside. Yeah.
Only one of the Drugar followed us out and they went back in, didn't they? Yeah.
Well, you didn't see him go back in.
We assumed that.
Yeah, you could, would assume that he's not going. We took a while.
Yeah.
Like he's going to be still out the front. Who's got the time?
Yeah. Oh, no. We'd assume they're still inside.
Oh, yeah. They tested that.
Are there ground level windows?
Yes. Okay. Not round the back, though.
Okay. Mm. What if we snuck around the side, just clambered in?
Yes, well, if the elves... Excuse me.
Hmm?
Sorry to interrupt you on your journey.
No, it's fine.
Did you see if the Drugar are still inside? They didn't much like us.
I don't know, to be honest.
That's
very unhelpful. You're
That's
very unhelpful.
Fine.
Well, you're very rude. Ditch. And tomorrow, I'll be sober and you'll be a fucking asshole. He steps inside.
That's rude.
Oh, I tug Sickly Jacob away from that man.
What? Where'd this fire?
How many fights do you need
from?
To start today?
Gosh.
What if we just clamber our way up to our bedroom and we sleep a little bit for a moment? And then we can come out later and see what's to be seen. See if Trisco got anything from, actually, you know, if anything we did tonight was worthwhile.
Trisco, you get to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably hear them talking on the other side of the tavern.
Okay, I go and peer over the edge towards the direction of
you
the...
You see Tom the Rhino, the unmistakable form of Tom the Rhino, mm-hmm. and your two compatriots, Sickly Jacob and Brambles.
I sort of shout down in like a shout whisper, Thomas!
Thomas looks up.
What is it, boy?
Oh, well, you could have spoken to us, but that's fine.
Whatever. All right, then. Okay.
Hey, guys, it's me. I look like a Drugar, but it's me, your boy Flam Jam.
How did you get on the roof? Why?
Long story. We'll catch up over a
red moon or whatever later, a blue moon.
What did you get any information?
What the hell happened downstairs?
Just an incident.
We didn't do very well.
Okay, can you get to the room?
I'm not very
can
strong.
Can we? Is it safe?
I would say no.
Can we climb on top of Thomas to try and get into a window?
Thomas is big. Probably not. Thomas isn't big enough.
Can we just
You'd
climb?
Still need to climb.
God, Thomas is useless.
We've not been in a fight where he's come in handy yet, but that's...
Yes, that is my point. Don't say that like it's hopeful.
No sooner have you speculated on how useless Thomas has been as a Drugar, obviously looking for something or someone, comes round the back of the tavern. He sees he doesn't see the Drugar, he doesn't see Trisco up on top of the building, but he does see you two.
Thomas, get him.
This is definitely one of the Drugar from inside. It's not the lead one, but it is one of the two minor ones.
Look, Tommy took him away. This big horn. This is good.
Why? Do you want to die? Are you trying to die?
I just think the time for talking is over.
This is fine. You're on the roof, then? I know you're on the roof.
I know, it's prime like sneak attack
you
position.
Can
if
jump
I'm in
down
a Far
with your
Cry
dagger.
Game or something.
I'm looking at you again. You owe me.
When the time comes, then
I... Oh, it's coming.
It's fine. Thomas is...
Tensions. Are they high?
Yes. So, Thomas rears backwards and gets ready to charge, but the Drugar acts first.
Okay.
The Drugar draws his... it's called a soul blade.
Okay.
He draws his soul blade, and... Who don't I like? Brangles, you're 1-2. Sickly Jacob, you're 3-4, and Thomas is 5-6. He targets you, Brangles. Brangles, you feel that mark, that aura... descend upon you again, and the Drugar launches at you.
Am I taking it?
You get hit. The soul blade cuts you from one shoulder to your other shoulder. Yeah.
Can I be staring at Sickly Jacob the whole time?
You take 7 points of damage.
I do not avert my gaze from Sickly Jacob. It gets more and more, like, just...
How is this my fault?
Sickly Jacob...
Yeah.
Brangles, as the Drugar launches at him, Brangles turns around to look at you, completely ignoring the Drugar. The Drugar cuts him across his chest from shoulder to shoulder. Blood splatters up onto his face. There's a bit of a twitch when that happens, but continues to make eye contact with you the entire time.
I take a long swallow because I don't have that much saliva, but I am put off.
Then it is Trisco's turn. Trisco, you see that happening down there. You can tell that this Drugar has not spotted you yet.
Mm-hmm. Can I, how many floors up am I?
3.
Okay, I start
actually,
scaling.
Actually, I guess it would be 4, because there's 3 stories. You'd be on top of the third. Yeah, it's 4, I suppose, actually.
Would I know how many stories from which I can make a leaping sneak attack without hurting myself if I landed correctly?
5 feet.
Okay.
You are 40 feet up?
Wait, surely more than 5 feet. 5 feet's like jumping from like shoulder height.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm that weak.
I suppose anything before 10 feet then, to be fair.
Okay. Well, I start scaling down the side of the wall, sneaky as she goes.
You have cunning action, don't you? You could do that this turn if you want.
Well, I could sneak
You can
down.
Use the dash action as your bonus action to move twice. Mm-hmm. You slowly climb down and then you just launch at him. You can do that in this turn.
Yeah, that's what I'd love to do. I'd love to do it with both of my daggers, like akimbo, like sort of like a real Legolas move, just kind of like jump down, like sort of like try and like stab into each side of his neck and use that to kind of like land. Like I'm kind of like landing on his shoulders with my daggers.
Hell yeah.
You hop off the side of the building, taking out your 2 daggers. Mm-hmm. You stab both of them into the side of the wall and then use that to slow your descent down.
That's so cool.
Before you get, maybe you get under 10 feet and then you launch yourself off from the building at the dwarf. Mm-hmm. Drugar, sorry, I should say. You land on his back. The Drugar cries out in pain, and you deal minimum damage on this attack.
Fuck!
That sucks.
Bad boy.
I have Oh, I do hate you. but does that count as a sneak attack?
It does count as a sneak attack.
Right, okay. So do I still get a minimum bonus?
You do. You just get the minimum you would have done, which is 6 points of damage in total.
Woohoo! Look, nothing to sneeze at, but it could have been much higher.
In spite of that, I sneeze.
He, like I said, he cries out in pain. He obviously wasn't expecting that. And now he sees that he was before fighting a rhinoceros and two enemies. Now he is fighting a rhinoceros and three enemies. Mm-hmm.
One of whom is a Drugar, so hopefully it blows his mind.
He's like, what?
Brangles, it's your turn. He just hit Sickly Jacob, whatever.
I'm in such
He's weak
trouble.
As right now. Although you're not doing well either.
Look, I'm
But if you get the opening salvo, you're more likely to win.
I'm gonna get dagger whip. I'm gonna use my dagger whip on this Drugar.
One day you'll attack me, Cass.
Yeah, what a wonderful
the lack
day
of answer was really scary. You just slightly widened your eyes. Like,
I'm like, yeah, good on you for notice.
Absolutely, this ends in your death.
The Drugar is expecting your attack. He's seen the dagger whip before. And so he deflects the dagger whip with his soul sword, but because you are such a flurry of blows, some might say, you can continue to attack him, just like whoosh, 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 hitting him again and again and again. Eventually you do get in through his guard, hitting him and dealing 5 points of damage.
Good. Okay, as soon as I get, maybe during the flurry of blows while I'm missing, I just more staring daggers right into Sickly Jacob, yeah, hoping it makes him sicker.
And that was Brangles. Jacob, it's your turn. Your rhino can attack.
Oh, yeah. I'll get the rhino to charge. It's going to be totally worth it, guys. All the wait, this whole
Finally.
Fight is going to be worth it for this pure, unadulterated moment of animal fury. I promise.
I don't want to die, but I really hope the swords, like the soul sword, just cuts through rhino horn.
Jack, do you
like
think
butter.
Do you think it's funny that literally every single game we've ever done with Shanks, you've made a character that is useless?
Yeah, it's weird.
This doesn't happen other
He
times?
Doesn't normally do this, no.
Right,
this
okay.
is actually, it's not unusual. It's just
right,
not
Tom
the
Jones.
Usual.
There's a pattern.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know
it's
why.
It's like you must bow to Shanks. Like, I'm sorry.
I'll make a shit character. You can be the best. I'm sorry. Stupid.
Your rhinoceros charges forwards and would probably hit.
Oh, man.
Unless the disadvantage that I impose upon him with my bad boy card makes him miss.
It doesn't.
Yes.
It still hits.
Woo!
That was close. Magnus wasn't useless, was he?
Finding out the characters you didn't think were useless. No
one Which one was Magnus?
Magnus
the wizard.
Wasn't useless, but Magnus did pour out a lot of health potions.
Yeah, that's true.
Magnus was actually self-sabotaging, which is a step worse than useless.
Grone was potentially useful, he just didn't do anything.
Tom.
Like, Grone was pretty shit.
Tom deals 11 points of damage.
Eh?
Tom, with his big horn, picks the Drugar up, throws him into the air. He lands on the ground heavily, and then Tom launches up onto his rear legs and brings his front two legs down on the Drugar.
Yes!
Oh, that would
There's
make
an
a horrible
awful
knock.
Squealing sound, which, as it gets drawn out, is turned into a squelching sound, and the Drugar is dead.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Yes,
you can hear yelling and commotion from inside. You fancy that your noise has attracted someone's attention.
What if we send Tom in one direction, and we sneak around the other side like nothing even happened?
I think we gotta get out of here, guys.
We need to leave.
All right, let's stop everybody on Tom. There's got to be another tavern here.
Well, I think I know a guy in town. Maybe we could
bunk with
some respite there. Is that can I invoke criminal contact as like a dude with an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, sick. Sure. Yeah, I know a guy. His name is Bringleberry. Hans Bringleberry.
Yeah.
Of the Bringleberry Manor estate. Quick, away. And we all go there and arrive unharmed.
As you scarper, the Drugar come out of the back of the tavern. They're quite obviously trying to give chase, but Tom is just faster than
I just like the idea of trying to hide it. And they're like, who could have squashed our Drugar friend? Maybe the big rhino that was in the
stable. You are potentially now wanted by the town guard.
Ooh, yikes.
You go and you find your contact, Hans Bringleberry, a member of the spy network that you have worked with in the past.
Now, I warn you guys, I don't want you to make fun of his speech impediment and crazy accent. Like, he's really self-conscious about it. Look, I'll do the secret knock. All right.
Hello? Who's there?
A little shutter opens.
Mm-hmm.
You're behind a warehouse in some dingy part of Orwa.
Is this the Bringleberry Manor? Is it an ironic name? Yeah. It's a shithole.
Who is there?
I say, the dragon squeals at a gooseberry, which is, of course, the code word for this spy network.
Ooh.
The door, you hear several locks going off on the door and it opens. Standing in the doorway is the man you recognize as Hans Bringleberry, an elf with one small eye and one big eye.
I thought you were going to say one small arm and one big arm, like a crab.
That's great.
I'm good. Glad he
has a large hunch.
What the fuck?
Hans, is his body a metaphor?
His body is a mess. Tell you what.
Ah, yes. Please. Step in far.
I shut the door behind you. We're being pursued
on
foot.
In trouble again, are we?
Oh, you know me, Hans. Might I say, you've got a lot more going on physically than the other characters in this narrative.
Hans locks all six of the locks. Inside, there's inside the warehouse is just a lot of empty space, and in the middle, a house. A house that has been constructed in the warehouse. It has a lawn, a backyard, a fence all the way around it that does not reach the edges of the warehouse. The house itself is probably like a 3-bedroom house, so fairly large, but the warehouse is much larger. It's like a house inside inside a plane hangar.
Yeah, it's like a set.
Yeah, like a set.
Yeah.
All right.
Please follow me. You're looking for a place for how many nights?
Well, let's just start with the one me reckons.
One night is fine, but beyond that, you'll need to pay. And it's expensive for lodgings like these.
Hans opens the front door, and inside it's quite a cozy, nice house. This is way nicer than where you were staying before.
What did you recover from? Sorry to impose, but time is of the essence. What did you recover from the Drugar's room, if anything?
The master bedroom is mine.
Yes, Hans. Yes, it is. I recovered, but this. And I smashed the ledger out on like a table that was like
you're
dusty.
In the kitchen.
on the breakfast bench.
There are paintings on the walls. This is someone. It looks like someone's house. There's paintings of a family that isn't Hans.
Is it just paintings of Hans with normal sized eyes, like no, like an idealized version and no hunch?
It's an elven family, but it's not Hans. It's a mother, a husband, their three daughters, and a. Potentially a grandmother or of some sort, or an elderly person in the family.
Did Hans steal a house?
There's a big portrait of all of them together, and then individual smaller ones of different groups.
And in you all can, the portraits, you can see Hans in the background slowly advancing with a
just
dagger.
Not there. There's paintings of them on a holiday.
Hans stole this house.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good place to sequester.
Is the grass rooted or is it astroturf?
It's grass, grown grass.
Maybe he just built a warehouse around the house.
You can see through the window, there's a veggie patch out the back.
Is this his prized possession?
How are those veggies growing? There's no light in here. Anyway, can any
tomatoes
of us,
and lettuce.
Can any of us read Drugunese?
I can't read this at all.
Can your friend Hans read this?
Hans.
Huh?
I have a request of you. Do you know what to make of these runes and figures?
Hi, Thorlow.
Why do you have dice, Hans? Come on. I'm going to go lose.
Oh, yes. It's written in Dwarven.
What a twist.
As expected.
It's a ledger. It looks like perhaps they were running some sort of racket. A numbers game of sorts. It also has some receipts in here. They were looking to buy alcoholic beer. They're quite mad, though. There's a misunderstanding here. They referred to it as poison. You know how someone would, you'll say, what's your poison sort of stuff? They were supplied with actual poison by the alchemist, who clearly misunderstood them.
This explains a fair bit, but just pushes us back.
I mean, so that's a pretty dumb thing to do, to go to, like, an alchemist who creates poisons and is like, make us some poisons, you know, in, like, the colloquial bro sense, but don't worry
anyway,
about
Anyway, I'm going to bed.
Oh, see you, Hans.
Goodbye, Hans. Hans gets up. Thanks, puts Hans. On a little nightie that has AS stitched onto it. And then he goes over to the master bedroom.
Okay, so who's killing him?
Damage, you might have the last two.
You don't want to kill your criminal contact. You'll get ejected from the... He'll be made person non grata.
Yeah, I just want to poison him. With beer, of course.
Whoa!
Wipeout starts playing.
Is this the coolest campaign ever?
Well, this doesn't help us find the ledgers at all, does it?
Yeah, the tablets.
Yeah.
No, no, really.
I mean, we know...
It's a red herring, if you will.
See.
Well, if this is a spy network, perhaps they could do some spying. The only criminal contact I have can blackmail, which I was initially hoping we could blackmail some Drugar, but we keep killing them.
Such it seems like maybe the Drugar just aren't relevant anymore. Did we grab the ledger from... The Silverstone place?
We grabbed the ledger, well, this ledger that we're decoding now.
No, because it might not be the Drugar that is the problem, but clearly somebody bought something from the Silverstone alchemy place, right?
Yes. Or the Drugar just unsold.
Yeah, possibly. Can we see any mention? Oh, well, we don't know how to read it, and Hans is going to bed.
And we don't have the Silverstone ledger.
Yeah. Ugh. We might need to go back and get that.
To analyze the skull, we'll take a rest.
The skull!
Meditating on it.
Skull!
Just letting you know. The skull! We say in unison, 3, 2, 1.
The skull! And we get your bed right there.
All right. So the two bedrooms that are not the master bedroom are one bedroom with a big single bed, which has the entire room is covered in crocheted things.
This place is creepy.
The other bedroom is obviously several little girls' bedrooms. It's got three small children's beds in it. Everything is colored pink in here.
All right, I'll just sleep in one of the beds that I'm assuming is just not the right size.
Oh, yeah, your feet stick out the end. Okay. It's got like one of those bedhead kind of things. Yeah, it's got a metal wire bedhead at either end, and your feet are sticking through two of the struts, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I also get one of the kids' beds because I'm still Drugar height, but then in like 5 minutes I get too long.
By the time you get
anymore.
Here, it's probably worn off.
No, big. No.
Make yourself like a pixie size. Then you can sleep in a matchbox till.
Yeah, can I use disguise? Oh, that only will last for an hour. I just get in one of the kids' beds to sleep as well.
Alright.
Okay.
Being polite because Brangles just got a mad chest slash.
Where do you want to sleep, Brangles?
As far away from Sickly Jacob as possible.
All right, you sleep in the other bedroom.
Yeah, and because I want to meditate as well so that I can get my key points back.
Okay, cool. Well, you are all fully healed the next day.
Sick. Woo-hoo. All right, let's crack that skull out over breakfast.
You've spent some time meditating and focusing on the skull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're the only one who can.
Am I?
Well, you're like the magic one, right?
Yeah.
We have some spells.
We can't do it.
You're the one who has the best. Mm. Or you're the one who's best suited for this.
Cool.
That's why you're not dead.
Like to imagine my pouring over the skull involves moving it and licking it occasionally.
Oh. Yeah.
And you and I are just watching, like, disturbed, not moving or blinking.
Is this
that thing where your mouth goes a bit wrong?
Yeah.
So you may extract one memory from the skull, a memory that is a response to a verbal question posed by the characters to the skull.
Oh, God.
This is the only one you'll get. You can only do it once. Then basically you're releasing the memories. You can, as they are released, snatch one of them up and view it. You have succeeded on this. And now you need to decide what the question is, and a memory will be given to you.
Oh, this is a stress. Because if we ask, who did you sell the knockout gas to? Mm-hmm. The knockout gas was also sold to the Drew guy, yeah?
You don't know.
It appears it might have been.
Actually, I would just tell you that Hans, you maybe asked this when Hans was reading it. There is no mention of that in the Drew guy's ledger.
Okay. So if we say 2 weeks ago is when the crime was committed, yeah?
Yes.
So if we say maybe a little bit more than 2 weeks ago, who did you sell knockout gas to? We see that memory? That does seem sound right?
Yeah. Or maybe, is it possible at all that it was stolen or taken? Do we have, maybe...
Was it 2 weeks or a week ago?
I'm not sure.
Ask it for its top three memories of crimes.
Top three memories of crimes that happened. Like a BuzzFeed list.
Yeah, like the thing, it works with genies.
This won't sound relevant right now, but... the elves didn't say that the comet was in the sky a week and a bit ago. They said it was in the sky a month ago.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool. And ominous. Well, what do we reckon then? Do I ask it, when did you lose it, or did you move any knockout gas within the last 2 weeks, something like that?
Are we able to give a long introduction to the question, and then shake and hope for the best?
You can ask whatever you want, but being concise will be helpful here.
Who did it? And shake the memory by the collar.
Because I suppose we could say, you know, knockout gas was found at this time. True. Who might have done the crime?
Could you have sold it to in that period of time that would make sense? Is that a bit too long?
So what's the question?
These tablets were stolen at this time, and knockout gas was found at the scene of the crime from your store.
This is long.
Could you tell
us? It is kind of long.
Okay.
You could try it, but like I said, being concise will be helpful here.
Perhaps knockout gas from your store was used 1 week ago. Who...
could it have been sold to?
Who could it have used it?
It looks unlikely at this stage that the Druger were the ones who killed Sarah. So it's potentially possible that maybe asking questions about her death might be more helpful.
Okay.
I feel like we just pressed H for hint.
Yeah.
No, you failed. This is the loading screen taking you back. A little tooltip down the bottom.
All right, chill.
Tool time.
So what did we
Cash,
say?
You didn't make the sound. We all made sounds, but you made a laugh. There you go.
Very nice.
What if this is the first time I've done that. I wish it hadn't been on air.
I'm proud.
We all heard your first Tim Allen.
Everybody remembers their first Tim Allen.
But no one else should remember your first Tim Allen.
It's 11 p.m. Do you know where your Tim Allen is?
So what if we asked...
Who killed you?
What about that?
That does seem like a concise question.
All right, I say, who killed you? And then I shake the skull like crazy.
All right, you shake the skull and see what falls out.
It's like shaking dice in a die shaker. You shake it and then you drip it out.
I was thinking like a magic eight ball. And it's just going to come back and says like...
on the corner.
Yeah, someone, yeah.
It's on the corner. You're like, oh, no. Wait, it's not doing it. Mom, mine's broken.
A mighty whooshing sound occurs as all of the memories are released from the skull. One of them lingers and wraps around all of you. You're suddenly standing in the back of the alchemy store once again. This time, though, obviously sometime in the past. Mm-hmm. There's no appearance of decrepitness to the place. Sarah is kneeling by some boxes, and you see her turn around as the ding 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 little, you know, the door
it's
opens.
It's called a bell.
Boxes. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're so clever.
She calls out in a language that none of you understand, but is probably gnomish. There's no response. Then she changes to common. Who's there? Hello? And the back door opens, and in the back door stands a very sickly and dreadful-looking person.
It was you!
No!
What a twist!
Sickly Jacob is the...
That would be an incredible twist.
So good.
No, he's human. His hair is long and matted. He has a very unkempt-looking beard. Looks more like Jackson than like Sickly Jacob. No, he looks like...
Like a wild man?
Not, well, yeah, actually, a little bit like a wild man. His clothes are dirty, soiled, and filthy. He looks like he's never seen a bath or a shower. And the man's eyes are a bit wild. He's wearing one shoe, and the other foot is just open and exposed, and it looks bloated and sore.
Ew.
He looks maybe homeless.
Okay.
She says, oh, you again? And then, in a wink, he's gone. Sarah looks very confused, and you three see, but she is not aware until it's too late, a green slug on her shoulder. The slug jumps into her ear. She jerks suddenly, grabs a potion that she was unpacking, and begins to drink it. As she drinks it, the area around her mouth begins to turn to cracked stone. It spreads and spreads and spreads until she is covered in it. She drops the potion bottle, falls down where she was unpacking, and is completely transformed. The memory ends.
Well, whoa. That raised more questions than it answered. But clearly this hairy man is our culprit?
Say with a questioning...
Yeah, is there... Like, can we do... checks or something to see what do we know about wild men
and shoulder slugs?
Well, beyond knowing that he's homeless or identifying that he most definitely is a homeless man, mm-hmm. you can tell that he looks addled, mentally addled by magic potentially. Okay. You can see the telltale signs of some sort of magic affecting his mind in his eyes, something in it. It's like his soul is tainted. Also, I'd say in the memory, Sickly Jacob, you noticed that he had a tattoo on one of his hands.
Ooh.
The tattoo looked arcane in some respect, but not necessarily magic, but more like something of the planes, different planes of existence.
I expressed that to you. He was wearing an extraplanar tattoo.
Extraplanar.
So from another plane of existence,
something from another plane of existence has marked him.
Our search just got trickier.
Finally, Trisco.
Yes, that's me reporting for duty.
You know what happened. You know what happened to the man and to the lady.
You're a clever boy. Or dumb boy.
There's a particular type of cult that worships creatures from another realm. Not necessarily different plane of existence, but somewhere still somehow far away. Mm-hmm. You don't know a lot about that aspect of it, but you do know about that aspect's influence here in the world. So you don't know what these cultists they are worship necessarily, but you do know you've heard of this as the cult of Husk. They call it the Husk's presence.
Of Husk?
H-A-A-S-K. Mm-hmm. The cult of Husk.
Okay.
They call it Husk's presence. Cultists who worship or are members of this cult can transform into tiny leech-like beings that teleport onto people's shoulders and can control their minds for a brief time.
Like the, what are they called? The slugs from Animorphs. The Yorks? The Yerks? The Yerks.
Or the Mindworms from Del Toro Quest.
Or the Mindworms from Limbo.
Yeah.
That side-scrolling game.
Yes.
Or those little goop aliens from Futurama.
Oh, those little worms from real life.
Isn't that a fungus?
No, it's nothing, but the silence made me laugh a lot.
Because I was like, what show is real life?
I don't know that movie.
Would you express that opinion to us?
No. No, I do. Hey, guys, I know what happened. It's these cultists, right? I've heard of these cults. The cult of Hask, and they, like, worship for Hask's presence, who lies in Rillie dreaming.
When Hask, Trisco says receive. That, Brangles, that triggers something in your memory. When you were walking up to the elves last night, you heard the elves say that name, Hask.
Well, you see, I heard the elves talking about this, perhaps.
They were mentioning it in relation to the comet.
Oh, shit.
And that did happen 1 month ago, which was before all this.
Whoever told you that?
I know it from life.
Well, so then perhaps I suppose our next clue, our next place to head would be the elves, correct?
The elves have to know something. They do know something. They were talking about it.
Do we know if they were staying at the usual?
The elves were drinking there, certainly.
Well, it's as good a place to start as any, and the only other place in this world.
Well, you could ask your spy network if they know about where.
Hans, hey man, what's up?
I'm good.
So how long you lived here, man? It's pretty cozy.
Most of my life.
Right. How old are you again?
That's a confusing answer.
How old are you?
I'm nearly 60.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
man. That's pretty young for an elf.
Yeah, okay. Well, young boy, you know, bachelor. What's with the family portraits, man? Never mind. Hey, look, what do you know about the cult of Hask and Hask's presence? Does that have much of a presence, Guy, in this little town of Orowa?
I get a bad boy card.
Oh, that's a shame. He's going to tell an untruth.
No.
No, I don't know anything about them.
Are you sure, Hans?
Yes.
Okay, good enough for me. Hey, guys, he doesn't know.
That's unfortunate.
I know about spying, not about, what did you say, cult?
What about, like, you heard any rumblings about comets that have been flying overhead recently?
There was one a month ago.
Oh, yeah?
I would ask, well, maybe at the scriptorium.
The scriptorium?
Yeah, or the observatory that's connected to it.
Well, we've chosen if we've got a contact at the scriptorium.
We do. We've got a good friend.
Church of a bestie, of sorts. All right, so we talked to him about your comet, mm-hmm. and we tried to track down the elves.
Okay, yeah, all this observatory. As the local spy, you don't know of any secret entrances into that. I'm thinking it might still be under guard from the crime scene.
If you want to talk to the speaker, I know where he drinks.
Oh, wait, can I take a guess?
No. It's at a tavern called the Bees Wax.
The Bees Wax.
I'm so sad it wasn't the usual. That would have been amazing. Everybody in Orwa goes to the usual.
How many exits?
It's an upper scale place near the scriptorium. I'd watch out, though. It's very close to a guardhouse. They'll come running if they can hear anything happening there.
Like anything at all? Like if they hear like people enjoying
themselves?
Well,
obviously, I mean a commotion.
Okay, that's fine. We'll fucking cut off their ears. Let's go. All right.
Right. So we head, what's our destination? This the wax? The beeswax?
If we go to the beeswax, we can speak with the elves there.
Ah, yes, sounds good. Mm-hmm. All right, let's head off.
Let's do it.
My lips are becoming snowy.
The sickness is taking hold. All right. We head there. Okay.
You go to the beeswax. It's a much nicer establishment as compared to the usual. Mm-hmm. The beeswax is, at the sign out the front, is a hive that has literal dripping honey coming off it.
Oh my god, magic is cool.
Yeah.
I have a bit. Is it real?
Yeah, it is.
Does it cure what ails him?
It tastes nice.
That's
sweet.
Super cool.
You're going to be healthy, Jacob, any minute now.
There's a small flower garden out the front that a bunch of people are drinking in. It looks quite nice. It's daytime. The flower garden quite obviously has actual fairies in it that at nighttime you imagine would be lit up.
Oh my god.
Aww. This is so great.
It's also weird that the fairies, they work for the beeswax?
They look like they're having tiny little dinner parties.
This place is adorable.
God, that's
cute. I cough on them.
They scatter before you. There's a town member of the town guard standing right outside. He has that spear. I know I described this a while ago, but it's a spear with like a
hollow.
Like a Pringles can at the end of it.
Cool.
He's standing just out the front. It looks like he's a guard here, like working security.
I think we just try to head through.
Yeah, but are they looking for us after the whole usual incident? Possibly. I mean, we might be the usual suspects.
You don't think that... Get a good boy, Carson.
Really? Just for some bad words.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play. Thank you.
That's a dumb but good joke. The Drugar, it doesn't look like... You don't think the Drugar will have called the guard. They will be looking for you, but you don't think they're going to contact the town guard over this.
Okay.
Okay, cool. But guys, let's play it cool. That's the... And I look at Brangle's plan.
Okay.
I'd be a good boy this time.
Brangles, you've done a lot of following plans, actually, in this game.
No, I haven't.
She hasn't had a chance to break them, to ruin the plan.
The plans keep getting broken. Like, there was a plan, and I was like, good, a plan to ruin. Then Jack just ruined it, so there was no plan anymore.
All right, fair.
I just had to try and keep him alive, because he's the only one who could work the skull. And he owes me.
Absolutely.
You look like you're Jones and Jack.
We'll head inside.
You walk inside. Sure enough, the speaker is sitting here. He's at a table, bringing a shaking hand with a drink to his mouth. His head is off, and part of his hair has been shaved. He was already balding, but part of his hair has been shaved away, and there's a metal plate there.
Oh, no.
Hey, do you reckon we should...
It's where he fell when he made him sleep.
I mean... Do you reckon he'll be cool if we just go off and
If
say,
we just sit down and one of us just grabs his hand, just to let him know that if he tries to run.
I mean, I was going to go with a kill him with kindness approach.
Oh, well, that works fine. That works as well.
You get more flies with honey than vinegar, right?
Yeah,
I look to the honey for an example, and it's just like... surrounded with flies. It's really gross.
The drinks board implies that every drink in this establishment is somehow themed with honey.
Oh, that sounds
delicious. As are most of the meals.
That last nice.
Me too.
Honey braised ham? Come on.
What is hold on, guys. Let's go sit at a different table.
Okay.
Okay, and I look at what the speaker is drinking.
He's drinking a honey mead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I call over a waiter.
A waiter comes over.
Can I get a jug of honey mead, please, to the finely dressed, metal-plated old man over there?
The waiter looks at all three of you and says, are you sure you can afford a drink here?
Absolutely.
Excuse me. I believe that I can.
I don't want to cause any embarrassment.
Well, neither
How much?
Do I.
It will cost you 5 gold for a drink.
I'll cover it. I just give him 5 gold.
I have no.
We also have a 20 gold minimum.
I don't think I wrote down how much gold I have.
I have 15 gold. Do we know? We know. How close are we? Do we know the financial sitch of all the party members?
Well, you have 15 gold. How much do you have, Shanks? It should be bottom in the middle.
I had 15 and then I didn't write down how much I spent on the rapier, but I think I spent 4 on repairing my rapier.
So we'll call it 4 then. So you have 11 gold.
Okay, cool. Shall we...
So that'd be one drink for your friend and a drink each for yourselves.
I think I have 25 gold for being a noble, but I didn't write it down.
You can get the 25 gold.
Yes.
Okay, well, sure. I think perhaps it's your shout, Jacob.
Out of fear, I pay.
Pay for everyone?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
well, mark off 20 gold pieces. The waiter looks a bit incredulous at the money, like he doesn't trust that it's real, but he accepts it.
Do you think it's fake peasant?
Oh, my God.
I'm not the one in soiled clothing, he says, looking at your blood-stained outfit.
Some of us earn our living.
We all earn our living, unless we're filthy peasants. He walks away.
I felt like we all came to an agreement.
I scan the room, and with perception, I figure, does this guy have a... Can I see this guy's boss?
There is a maitre d'. The maitre d' would probably outrank him.
Okay, cool. I follow the waiter. Can I get to like a back
room
with the waiter?
Follow the waiter?
Yeah, I get up and follow the waiter. He's fucking
the waiter's going
me off.
Behind the counter and into the kitchen.
Okay, is he alone?
He won't be. You won't be able to follow him is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine then, whatever. When he's out of eyeshot, I disguise myself to look like the waiter and I go up to the maitre d' and say, hey, fuck you, man. I hate this fucking job. I hate this fucking place. And you know what? fuck everyone. I take off all my clothes and like start pissing on the maitre d'. And then I like scarf her away and take off my disguise before I can be caught and like casually walk back in.
You've just done a lot. There's a lot to do here.
Yeah, my tactic is like, if I just
you're also
quickly,
using your only disguise self for today?
Yeah, fuck worth this guy. It. I want to ruin his employment opportunities.
Okay.
Now who lives in scraps, motherfucker?
Okay,
this is at the end of our...
No, this is good.
You go to the maitre d', you transform as him. You go into the toilets. First, you go into the toilet,
okay, sure.
Transform in the toilet, you come back out. Mm-hmm. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows?
Mm-hmm.
At one point, while you're undressing, you're getting your pants off, and the man you have transformed into comes back out of the kitchen. The maitre d', who was shocked before, becomes very shocked now, looking between the two of you. What do you do at this point?
I say, shoot him, he's the clone, and I point at him.
Doesn't have a weapon. What are you doing?
And also when I do that, I go, bah!
Do you have anything to help with a skill check?
Yeah, I do.
I do. No, I haven't. I have do saving not. Throws. Oh, no. Plus one D8 after making a skill or attack roll.
You'll want to do that.
Okay, yep.
Put that back in the good boy pile. Do you have anything else?
I do. Yeah, have 1d6.
Put that back in the good boy pile. Do you have anything else?
I got one of these.
No.
Well, give it out of the in that case, I'm going to use one of my bad boy cards to give you a negative. Will Trisco's plan work? How possibly could it? It makes no sense, and he gave me the finger. But maybe. Find out next time on Trouble in Orwa, a D&D is for Nerds 5th Ed adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.